Some state lawmakers who are supporting a Seattle-only initiative to undo Metro bus cuts say it could give them some bargaining power in Olympia. KPLU's Paula Whistle explains.
State Representative Joe Fitzgibbon from Burien is one of eight lawmakers who've signed on as endorsers of the so-called Keep Seattle Moving initiative. The initiative, expected to be on the ballot in November, would save the city of Seattle from the long-term bus cuts planned by King County Metro. Fitzgibbon says he'd prefer a region-wide solution, but since the countywide measure to stop bus cuts failed in April, he doesn't really have any other choice.
Since it's the only solution on the table, I think our transit system is too important to let it suffer devastating cuts. That would have a terrible human impact. It would have a terrible environmental impact.
And on the plus side, Democrat Fitzgibbon says if Seattle passes this initiative, when it comes to a transportation package in Olympia, he'll be able to play offense rather than defense. He says now legislators from the rest of the state are always lobbying for new roads, while Seattle representatives have to fight just to keep from losing public transit money. But if Seattle passes the initiative to fund buses,
it would free up legislators from the Seattle area to advocate for expansion of our transportation infrastructure, particularly better buses and light rail.
If the Seattle initiative makes the ballot and passes, it would raise $30 million a year for buses. It would cost the average homeowner in the city limits about $60 a year. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.